Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is 12:36. You are listening to The Shaletta Show, and you are listening to the sounds of the Steele family. All show long, you'll be listening to Geraldine, Javita, Billy, Fred, JD, and the kids and grandkids, because all of them Steels be singing. Geraldine and Javita are going to come on the show in the 2 o'clock hour. It is a homecoming for Geraldine and a welcome home for her sister Javita. They're going to have a concert coming up on September 20th. So I'll tell you all about it. I don't want to spill the beans just yet because I'm going to let them do that. I'm trying to hold on to it. So y'all just going to have to hold on until they get here because they don't want me to tell y'all about it till they come. Okay. All right. So, one thing that we got to talk about right now is these links, because the ladies are going to have to rescue us, okay? I'm tired of being heartbroken by these Vikings. These Timberwolves take us all the way up to the finish line, and as soon as we think a chest is going to touch the tape, they take us back to the starting blocks. The only team in this town that we can count on to give us a championship is the Lynx, and they're getting ready to head into the playoffs starting tomorrow. Do we have a chance? Will we get a parade? The only person I trust to tell me is my friend, Hall of Fame sports writer who refuses to retire, Charles Hallman. He's joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Uncle Charles, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Shaletta. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing good. The last time we talked, you were at NABJ conference. Apparently, you don't understand what this whole Hall of Fame thing means. Hall of Fame means, Uncle Charles, that you sit down somewhere. Okay, it means that you stop doing what it is you do. When you get, Uncle Charles, when you get to the Hall of Fame, that means you won. Okay, that means you won. The race is over. Have a seat and cool out. But not you. Not you. You got the Hall of Fame, and you still working like you 20 some years old.
So that means I should have went to Springfield last weekend to cover Maya Morris and Sylvia Fowles induction.
Look at him. Look at him. Look at him, y'all. And if you want to see all of those stories, the Spokesman Recorder newspaper is where you go. 4 decades of journalism. And I tell you, there is none like this man right here, which, again, is why he is a Hall of Fame sports journalist. Now, Uncle Charles, you have been covering women's sports longer than most folks who listen to this show have been alive. I need a championship. Okay, it's been a while since we had one in this town. We are long overdue. Our Lynx are getting ready to head into the playoffs. What are they looking like?
Well, they have the top seed, so that means that they have the home court advantage throughout the playoffs, regardless of who they play. They have as good a chance as anybody. Some people are predicting that it could be them and Las Vegas playing against each other in the finals if those teams survive. But again, they got to get through Golden State. and they are no slouch, despite the fact that Golden State's 0-4 against the Lynx. This is the playoffs, and the best of three, and you have to win two out of those three to end it all. So they got a good chance to get through the first round, but the second round, as you go farther in the playoffs, it gets harder and harder. So they could meet, conceivably, they could meet New York in the semifinals. And then the way they would meet Las Vegas, if that happens, would be if Las Vegas in the other bracket get to the finals and they get to the finals. But let's get through tomorrow. I think tomorrow would be a good test for them. I've been really concerned that Minnesota has not played as well as they could have played. I know those resting players because they had clinched the top seed, but they didn't seem to be as sharp as they could have been. They looked a little bit better against Golden State on Thursday. But my concern, Shaletta, is this. The Lynx is an undersized team in the sense that when they play against teams against Seattle, Las Vegas, those teams, or even New York in some respects, they are outmatched inside. And I think that unless their shots are not going, not doing the things they have to do, it could be a tough night. Indiana out-physical Minnesota in the Commissioner Cup, which showed me that the Lynx can be, can be toughened, not out-toughened if that happens. But I think they learned their lesson from that debacle in that game. But if they play like they played on Thursday, they have a real good shot to get to the finals. And after that, all bets are off. Now, this year, the finals are best of seven. So it's best of three first, and best of five, and best of seven, which everybody felt it should have been like that from day one. But so therefore, and again, last year, if you want to look back on last year, the Lynx did not have home court advantage. This year they do. So that means if it gets to the final, they get to a seventh game, they will be here as opposed to being on the road. So everything, the postseason is definitely interesting. The Lynx got to get healthy. Currington is have a shoulder injury, and we don't know if she'll be able to participate, and that gave him a lot of toughness off the bench. The stud buds is going to be there. Napisha will be there. They got to get K-Mac to get more consistent. She's been struggling as of late with her shots, and if she gets rolling, you got things going. And Alana Smith is an unsung hero in the sense that she provides your defensive toughness. But again, she is not like a Jonjell Jones or NECA or somebody like that who's much stronger. So it's going to be interesting. And then Courtney Williams, I love her, but sometimes you can drive you at the wall. Okay, and I'm not talking about a hair color. No, I'm just talking about in terms that she can make some crazy mistakes sometimes, but then she'll make it up with a good defensive play or a good shot. So it'd be interesting. These are playoffs. Cindy Brunson told me something. These might be the best set of playoff games since 2021.
Wow.
And what she meant by that every team in that, all eight teams, even Golden State could be champions if they fall in place. So, and Cindy Brunson's been around a while, so she's not throwing out smoke. So, and I kind of agree with this. This is a somewhat evenly matched playoffs, and I like them. I'm looking forward to it. Give me something else to do because my rocket chair hadn't showed up yet. I ordered one and hadn't showed up yet. So
you ain't ordered. You did not. If you ordered it, you probably sent it to my house. Let me go out here and look and see because you ain't ordered. You ain't ordered no rocket chair. I do not believe it. Okay, so is everybody healthy? That's the million-dollar question because you and I both know if somebody goes down, that's a whole new dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Is everybody healthy on the team?
Everybody's not healthy on the team right now. They have one player that's not. So, and then Las Vegas is on a roll. After Minnesota spanked the crap out of them, they have lost the game since. So that's going to be interesting. I don't mean Las Vegas can't be beat, but that just means that they're on a real serious roll right now. Mm. And the Lynx has been up and down a little bit, basically because they had nothing to play for the last month. So basically, they've been resting players. Napisha's coming back into her form. Okay. You know, she was out for a few games. So it's interesting. Tomorrow going to be interesting. That's four games going to be on tomorrow. Always the first game to me is, makes a difference because that sets the tone for the rest of the series for all anybody's playing. So then you're going to see what kind of adjustment is going to come out in game two. Game two will be in Golden State. And then if the the Lynx wins that game, the series, if they win the both two games, the series is over for them. But if it goes 1-1, it comes back here next Friday because it's best of three. So, and I like Golden State. Golden State is probably one of the best, well, they're the first expansion team to ever go to the playoffs in their first year, but they definitely play like they have some, they want something. They want something more than just saying we're the expansion team. And they have really played well this year. They're very good 3-point shooting. It failed them on Thursday. And so if that 3-point shooting comes back to life, which some people suspect it will, it's going to make it an interesting series because they love to shoot it. And the Lynx like to shoot as well, but not as much as Golden State. Golden State don't have no problem throwing it up. And so therefore, but they're now a physical team. So if Thursday night, Golden State got called by 4 or 5 offensive fouls, and that's because they was trying to screen out the Lynx, and they couldn't do that. So that was interesting. That was an interesting observation that I saw that they're not as physical they could be, and they tried to match it with the Lynx, and the Lynx a little more season in that area. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow will be a very good. It's on at noon. So those of you that don't like watching football, you got something to watch it tomorrow afternoon.
Now, why would they? Okay, we're going to take a break. Because I want to ask Uncle Charles this question. It seems to me like they don't set the women up for success. Why would you put a WNBA game on at noon on a Sunday, knowing they're trying to grow the league and they're trying to get people to watch and knowing that that's when football comes on? Who is scheduling this? I got to ask those questions to Uncle Charles Holman, Hall of Fame sports writer, when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You want to hear more of that? More of the steals? Geraldine's beautiful voice? Her sister Javita's amazing melodic voice? They've got a concert coming up on September the 20th. They're going to tell you all about it when they're here in the 2 o'clock hour. But we're going to continue our conversation with Hall of Fame sports writer Charles Holman. He is joining us again on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Uncle Charles, let me just say how hot under the collar I get when they put a WNBA playoff game up against Sunday football. Like, was 5 o'clock on Sunday too much for him? How about Saturday evening? No, Sunday at noon, right when every football team is playing across the country. You know, and I know we've got a bar of their own, a bar here, right here in the Twin Cities that shows women's sports all day long. But it's just a thought. Like, if people are in a house and it's a house divided, football is going to win.
They called it, the TV people call it counter-programming. But those of us that cover the WMA, we call it stupid programming because because you're not alone in our arguments. Why couldn't you start the playoffs on Sunday night or even start it Monday as opposed to starting it at that time and have it at the same time football is on? Because we all know people would graduate more to football than they would to the WNBA or to any women's game. So yeah, it's stupid programming, but you know, the WNBA, as Patrick Royce used to tell me, WNBA will mess up a one car funeral, you know, when you give it to them to do things. So, yeah, you know, but if you're really interested in the game, you'll watch it or you'll keep it on your phone and you'll keep up with the updates or anything like that. So it's going to be interesting.
It's frustrating for those of us who want to support, who want to watch, make sure they get those ratings, for them to do something like that. And you know, it's like I almost say, Uncle Charles, they don't want us to be great. It's like, can we be great? They don't want us to be great.
It's gender inequity. It's clear. I mean, when you read the newspapers, you watch television, what's the top story? The Vikings. Mm-hmm. What's the second top story? The Twins not doing anything. What's the third top story? The Gophers doing something. And then maybe on the second page you'll find something about the Lynx.
and it's real small. And it's not even written by somebody. It's a blurb or somebody from the Associated Press wrote it. So they just read it, copying and pasting. It's frustrating. But, you know.
Case in point, I was the only media person from Minnesota at the Hall of Fame last week. Why was that?
Uncle Charles, wait a minute. Back all the way up. See, that was the lead. That's the story that we should have been talking about. So wait a minute. We had two of our former Lynx players, Sylvia Fowles, Maya Rudolph, Maya Moore, they were getting inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. So is that the Naismith? Because I wanted to make sure I said the right name.
Yes, Naismith. Them and Sue Bird when it was the largest WNBA player class to go into the Hall of Fame.
Okay. And you mean to tell me that with all the sports writers and sports journalists, quote unquote journalists we have in this town, you were the only Minnesota sports writer to show up?
Yeah. Oh, read the paper. You read my paper, you'll find out all about that.
Y'all go pick up a copy of the Spokesman Recording newspaper. Uncle Charles, that is an atrocity. That is so unfair. If that was Justin Jefferson or Randy Moss or any of those players going into the Hall of Fame for any caliber, you know, they would have been there. Kevin Durant, whoever, if you want to just be specific to basketball, Maya and Sylvia, they are legends. They are, you know, the reason that we got championships in this town. They are the reason that we made it as far as we did in the playoffs. They brought women's basketball to a new height, not just here in Minnesota, but around the world.
That not been lost. When Lindsey Whalen went in, I was the only one there. When Sylvia went into the College Basketball Hall of Fame and Simone went in, I was there. So that hadn't been lost. And people around the country have noticed that I've been the only one from Minnesota that was at these Hall of Fame for Minnesota players. So that gives me exclusivity. I got a chance to talk with Sylvia. I got a chance to talk with Maya and got things that the only thing Minnesota media would have got from the AP. You know, I got firsthand quote. So, you know, I like that. I like the elbow room. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I bet you did. But it's just, you know, we should have shown up better. We should have shown up more. You know, I know we got to go. We got a minute left. But Uncle Charles, when do you think things will change? You've been covering women's sports for 40 plus years. Seems like as soon as it gets better, we take one step forward, we take four steps back.
It'll change when you put women or more insightful men in charge of these media rooms. Until that happened, it was always seen men would be considered best and women would be considered second best. And now, I'm sorry, that's a hard reality, but that's going to happen until those things change. Will that change anytime soon? I hope it changed for my grandchildren. I hope that when my granddaughters get old enough to be able to do what I'm doing, I plan to keep writing until they get old enough to take my place.
The man does not know the meaning of retirement. Talking about he got a rocket chip sent to his house. I believe it when I see it. Hall of Fame sports writer Charles Holman joining us here on the Shaletta Show. Don't go anywhere. We've got more to come. 2 more hours, so stick around.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.